The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm a pretty easygoing person, I'd like to think, but there are some things, especially one, that stress me out. I want to talk about it this morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
There's a lot going on in our Casa house. First of all, Lord Oliver Cromwell, our cat, is sick. So we've been having him at the vet ER and different family pet visits. And it's just, it's been a lot. And then, of course, so my mom, is cancer-free. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. And yes, we're so blessed to offer her a place to stay. Her and my dad have been with us since last year, since the beginning of October. You know, speaking of caregiving, my dad has been taking care of her morning, noon, and night. There's just one thing. And Otto, I think you know, there's one thing. Them being at the house got me more stressed than anything. They leave the closet light on as a nightlight. Oh, my gosh. I was going to turn it off.
There's things you can't do in Dana Cortez's house, and that's one of them.
So I was going to turn the light off. I was on my way over there, and my dad says, oh, we leave that on as a nightlight.
Oh, you should have seen the twitch in Dana's eye.
I was like, what? What? Let me just buy you a nightlight. And they're like, nah, that's the way we do it. No. Oh, my gosh.
He's like, I just like leaving it on. It lights up the bathroom really well.
It's no. I am.
And the worst part is I'm with my mom right now, and she is also using the closet as a nightlight.
No. Oh, no. What in the world?
Are you guys anti-nightlight? What's going on?
Well, no, we're anti-leaving the lights on all night.
Leaving the lights on in the house. If you leave a room, turn the freaking lights off. My daughter does it. Ava Maddox, she will come into a room, turn on the light, and leave. And I'm like, girl, you know why she does it? Because she isn't paying the bill. That's why. Turn the lights off when you leave the room.
She doesn't have all kinds of cat ER bills to pay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God help us. National Day, Anthony A.
Today we are celebrating the great invention that is tortilla chips.
National
Chip Day, everybody. Yeah.
So not like Fritos. We're talking about tostadas, the actual tortilla chip. Okay.
Which actually, tortilla chips and salsa were before other chips and dip, if people didn't know that. So
really?
Before you had your French onion dip or any type of other dip, people were first dipping chips in salsa. So shout out to tortilla chip for birthing that combo.
Okay, so I think that Rebecca Webb Carranza invented them in the 1940s.
Invented what?
The tortilla chip.
Tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm.
In L.A.
I would think tortilla chips would have been forever because as long as there's tortillas, there's tortilla chips.
No,
right?
So our ancestors didn't fry anything, Otto.
Oh. Mm-mm.
Yeah, we ate it all night
long. Why'd you have to hit me with our ancestors and make me feel excluded?
Your daughter and mine and Anthony's ancestors did not fry.
See, right, there you go, excluding me again.
What else do we have, Ant?
And we also have National Bartender Day, everybody.
Hey,
shout out the bartenders. Please be sure and tip them. I also want to remind you that it's Black History Month. We're going to honor Augustus Jackson. He was an African-American chef and confectioner from Philadelphia. He worked in the White House, and he's also known as the godfather of ice cream. He helped develop and produce a way to transport ice cream using rock salt to freeze it faster and then created flavors like strawberry. Pretty cool, right? So from only rich people having ice cream, just the regular schmegglers could eat it too, like the rest of us.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Could there be a connection with Nancy Guthrie gone missing and Jeffrey Epstein? Why would I ask a question like that? Because of this call.
I think because Savannah Guthrie interviewed the Epstein victims back in 2019, I think this is literally all because of payback.
Hold on. Are you talking about Jeffrey Epstein's victims, the women? Well, I mean, they're women now. The girls he went to prison for trafficking?
Yes. Look it up. Even the woman who ended up taking up her own life even talked to Savannah. And you cannot tell me that this is connected with everything that's going on. Like, everything. You should just play it on the radio.
So maybe it's a threat, right? To tell other journalists, you better not be talking about this. And you know, I would think it's a conspiracy until producer Jack was like, hey, the interview's gone from the internet. What? But we found part of it.
Marika Chartouni, Anushka DiGiorgio, and Rachel K. Benavidez sharing their stories about Epstein for the first time on television.
I think the nature of this kind of abuse means that you're conditioned to be silent, to be isolated, secretive, and shameful.
I feel like, you know, it was a big game for him. and we were the pieces of his game.
And you're like, I'm just not going to say anything because that's what he told me to do.
Okay, if the entire interview hadn't been deleted, scrubbed from the internet, I might think this is some kind of conspiracy. Mm. But now that producer Jack told us he can only find excerpts and that the full interview has literally just disappeared from the internet, I don't doubt that there could be some kind of connection as maybe a threat to other journalists to not talk about this. And then with the, you know, the arrest of Prince Andrew, this is the young woman who ended up taking her life. Remember, she was just a child when she was photographed with Prince Andrew, and she said he was one of many that she was trafficked to.
Virginia Roberts-Giuffre says Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell recruited her one summer when she was working as a locker room attendant at Mar-a-Lago. In her first broadcast interview, Virginia tells NBC News what she has previously alleged in court filings, that Epstein directed her to also have sex with a number of powerful men, among them Britain's Prince Andrew.
He was an abuser. He was a participant.
What happened?
The first time in London, I was so young. Ghislaine woke me up in the morning and said, you're going to meet a prince today.
Virginia says the abuse moved from the bathroom to a bedroom.
He wasn't rude or anything about it. He said, you know, thank you, and some kind of soft sentiments like that, and left.
Listening to these survivors tell their story, it angers me that they still have no justice. I just don't understand why these men are being protected. No one should be above the law, especially when it comes to hurting children.
I was proud of the UK for actually arresting, and I saw that the king did say, you know, the law has to be followed.
And you know, Otto, I agree with you. I agree that the law needs to be followed, but it took all... We can go back to the early 2000s to all of these rumors, these women reporting. By the way, they were children when all of this happened. They were women when they finally found the courage to come and talk, because it takes courage. We're talking about people who have billions of dollars. Some of these women have disappeared. Some people speculate Miss Giuffre did not take her life. Like, I don't know. I would think all of these were conspiracies, and until Jack was like, that interview's not anywhere on the internet. What do you mean?
It just, there's too many.
Yeah.
Odd things that have happened around this for there not to be so many conspiracies.
The oddest thing is not assuming. Oddest thing is not one of these men has gone to jail. Okay, so Elizabeth is online too. Elizabeth, is this a conspiracy or is there a connection?
If you have the money, girl, you can disappear. You can hide. You can offshore accounts. We got to be thinking clearly. We got to think outside the box.
And that's what scares me, is that
these are the most powerful, the most wealthy, the most connected people in the world.
Yeah.
They can make a lot of things happen very quickly.
Think about this. All of the survivors' names were released, except for one was redacted. And none of the men
that committed
these crimes, few of them, have been captured. And let me tell you something. The man who cut Jeffrey Epstein a deal, he was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida at the time. His name is Alexander Acosta. When Jeffrey Epstein was first convicted of trafficking children, this man, Mr. Acosta, would allow him to leave the jail, come and go as he pleased. He had like an apartment instead of a prison cell. He ended up being the Attorney General of the United States.
Well, Trump tried to make him the Attorney General.
He was. He had to quit.
Yeah, exactly.
When all this came out, he was the Attorney General. He resigned.
It's just really odd to me. Like, you know, how you disappear? How do you... And then you think, you're like, hey, you know what? If you have the money, anything is possible. Y'all be careful.
Okay, I know. Okay. Bye. I know. Bye. Do you think the caller's crazy, or could there be some kind of connection? I used to think conspiracy theories were kind of, you know, weirdos, but now I'm like, they're all coming true.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So what is this Alyssa Liu, gold medal winner for women's singles figure skating? What is this connection with Alyssa Liu and Selena Gomez all about? Before I tell you that, can we just celebrate the achievement that is up and down my timeline? I'm just so thrilled. Amazing.
Her story is crazy.
Oh, Otto, she's so incredible. Here's the moment she found out she won the gold. Take a listen. She's so excited. I love that she is unapologetically herself. It is so freeing to watch her skate, to see her pure joy.
You know, it was a process for her to get there, though, because I was reading her story and I saw that she actually quit figure skating for 2 years because she said she just couldn't take it anymore.
Do you know why, though, Otto, right? Like, her dad spent, you know, her dad is a refugee who came here, you know, seeking the American dream. You know, he spent $1 million getting
a million dollars?
$1 million. And she forced her to do all this, and she said she just got so burnt out that she didn't know who she was, so that's why she quit.
I think she did well as a youth. It's kind of an understatement. She was like a child prodigy.
Yes.
She was the youngest to win several medals and several championships. And then for her to walk away and then come back and do it, it's like, it's really cool because she's taking a big stance for mental health awareness, which is really dope. And
it, Anthony,
you know,
thank you.
Preserving your mind. It's really cool.
She went away and then she started missing it after a skiing trip.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, she put the skis on. And so here she is. Before I tell you about the connection with Selena Gomez, I have not forgotten. Here she is talking to the AP, and they asked her, what advice would you give anyone because of her stepping away?
I just urge people to spend time with themselves, try new things, different things, just to gain experience, and then decide for themselves what they want to do. Taking breaks is okay. Sometimes taking a step back is what's needed to see the full picture.
And by the way, she was always told by coaches and other people, you need to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. And she said she does not care. She's like, I'm young, I'm healthy, I work out all the time. I see no reason why in the world anybody would tell her that she has to lose weight. That's crazy to me.
One of the post interviews that she was doing, she started like very with a lot of conviction of nobody's ever going to starve me again.
Yes.
And I just thought that was such like a great stance for her and such a beautiful thing to inspire other people and women specifically.
What a body positive message, right? For men and women. Mm-hmm. There's so much pressure. So right before Alyssa Liu stood up on the podium to accept her gold medal, she asked, hey, where's my lipstick? And when you pan in on it, it's Selena Gomez Rare Beauty. It's the Soft Pinch Lip Oil in Delight. And of course, Selena Gomez had to put that up like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Alyssa Liu is wearing my product. And she said she felt like a little girl again because she's such a fan of her. She was already watching. She had no idea until other Selena Gomez and Alyssa Liu fans started tagging both women. I would love to see them do a collab and release an Alyssa Liu special lip oil. I would wear it. I would wear it. Somebody
trust me, that's all coming. She's going to cash in on that gold medal.
Not only the gold medal, she's going to cash in on the gold lips.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So Truett Haynes finished the Austin Marathon, which is, by the way, 26.2 miles. He finished it in 2 hours, 36 minutes, and 56 seconds, beating everyone in his age group, and he did it in jeans.
What?
That's the part that I was like, I mean, I can't do anything in jeans. And then to run 26 miles in jeans?
But Otto, just jeans, no shirt, jeans, and some sneakers.
Take that, Sydney Sweeney. Dude, I have to take a deep breath before I buckle the button on my jeans. And this man can run 26 miles in them?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And after the, you know, he won this marathon because he's actually trying to qualify for the Olympics, right? Well, the charity that he's doing this for actually posted this on Instagram. Here's what he had to say after the race.
Austin was a kick to the butt. I'll say that. But that's what running marathons is all about. I have a saying that I tell myself during races like this, it's just pain. Even though you're feeling it and it feels like it's the end of the world, it's just pain at the end of the day. It's a challenge, but that's why you sign up for a marathon. You want to see what you're made of. And today I found out that I got to get in better shape for the trial.
The only thing I'm thinking about is chafing.
That's what I mean, automatic. We have the same brain. I think about the amount of chafing I do. And this guy was just running 26 miles. Like, yo, what did he do?
So
down there,
it
dude?
Does look like he wet his jeans and he didn't. That's just from the sweat. So imagine, you're right, that wet inner
thigh. He's like,
thigh?
It's just pain. But that kind of pain, inner thigh chafing?
You need some Desitin. You're
going to
need some Desitin after that. I do remember one time, though, because I didn't have track shorts and I always ran track when I was little. I did run in some black jeans one time. I ran the 50-yard dash in black jeans. I had this flashback. I did not win.
Oh.
I remember thinking, this is really awful running marathon in those jeans. But it was a cold day, and I didn't have anything to wear, so I had to wear those stupid jeans. My coach was not happy with me at all.
There was always the kid that had to participate in PE with jeans on, though. There was always that they forgot their
shorts. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I was that kid.
Not 26 miles, I'll tell you that.
It's been a very long time since I've been very athletic to where I had to compete in something like that. But I do recall having to do a 30-minute comedy set in a gray shirt
in July, Anthony.
Which, you know, those who don't know, Dana and Automatic know, I'm a heavy sweater. And
I don't even know what that t-shirt looked like after.
Oh, dude, it was some serious pancakes under those pits right there, dude.
You don't even have to be a sweater. on stage in a gray shirt is just a bad idea. I know that, you know, you got to do, you got to make do with what you can do with. I remember there's a woman who just won the long distance race. I cannot remember her name. She's from Mexico. She's from an indigenous tribe.
Oh, yeah.
In sandals.
Oh,
yeah.
She beat everybody from around the world in chanclas, Anthony, exactly. And actually, Nike sent her shoes. And they said, hey, we want to sponsor you. And she took a picture with them. And she said, no, thank you. Anybody who wears them is always behind me. Oh. She's going to keep wearing her chanclas.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.